Sweet hour of prayer. please. In preparation for the Lord's Supper, let's turn to number 370. Night with heaven on pinion, brooded o'er the veil, all around was silent, save the night wind's wail, when Christ the man of sorrows, in tears and sweat and blood,
Let's pray. Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege we have to be assembled here today to gather around this table. A table that represents what your Son did for us. It represents the love you had for us in sending your Son into the world to die on this cross for our sins. As we look back at the cross, Father, we see Christ that hung there for us. And as we take of this bread, Father, our minds go back to that cross and remember his death for us. As we partake of this, may we do so in a manner be pleasing to thy sight. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue our thanks to Heavenly Father for this cup, the fruit of the vine, which represents the blood that was shed for us. Again, Father, help us to examine ourselves and partake of this in the manner we please unto thee. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord's Supper being complete, we now have an opportunity to give back for the work that not only goes on here for our congregation locally, but even throughout the world. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the blessings that we have every day in our lives. We realize, Father, that every blessing comes from you. Thank you for taking care of us the way you do. And thank you for helping us to provide an income. And Father, at this time, we pray that we may give back to thee a portion that we have earned so that your work can be carried on even throughout the world. We pray, Father, that you will get the glory. And Father, much good can be done. These things we ask in Jesus' name.
We have 20 present this morning. Today is February 20th, 2022. If you would, at this time, let's mark our songbooks at number 454. 454 will be our song of invitation. And then once you've marked that, let's turn to number 402. 402. Yeah.
This morning, I've taken an opportunity to look at something that we all ought to do more times than one each day. In Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse 6, he talks about prayer that he wanted the disciples to pray. Commonly referred to as the Lord's Prayer because he gave it, but it really was the disciples' prayer that he wanted them to pray. And as he wanted them to pray that, he noted in the beginning of this chapter, Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 5, in reference to the secrecy with which you do things for God. He wanted people not to be doing it just to be seen of men, of other people. He wanted them to do things from their heart, from their dedication of heart, and he wanted them not to be making a big show of it as they did this. Notice what he said in Matthew 6, 1. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites and do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have the glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest